Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for every morning. Mimorazi Shiglos is Moshe Rosh Tanai Shal Moshe Mordechai. And it's based on the Torah of Moriba Rabbi, Agoyen Reb Moshe Zatzal. It says in Maseches Megillah 13a that Haman made a pur, made this lottery, and when he came out of Chodesh Adar, he was very happy. He said, wow, this is the month Moshe died. He didn't know that in the 7th of Adar, Moshe died, and the 7th of Adar, Moshe was born. Rashi explained, 7th of Adar, Moshe was born, because he lived 120 complete years. And he writes that from the day he was born, this day he died. Kedai ha-leida she-techaper ala misa. Leida, the birth of Moshe, is a mechaper on his death. What does that mean? It looks like Misa is a chisaron, Misa is something bad. And therefore, Haman was right to be happy. But what messed everything up for Haman is that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on this day also. The Leidas Mechaper and the Misa. How does that work? And that also seems like that's what happened in the Nes itself. There's a Gzeira, and there's still a Gzeira to this day. They never took away the Gzeira, the Hashmi, the Aragulabit, it's called Yudim and Abrazak, and Tafanashim, Biyoim Echad. Still there, they're just second letters that said that the Jewish people are allowed to defend themselves. But the original Gzeira Raw wasn't Mizbatel, so we have to understand how the Leidas is Mizgaber and the Misa, how the birth overcomes the death. Adarab, death overcomes birth. That's the Seder Olam HaKavua. You see the same idea in the Nes Purim. That on one hand there was a gzera to kill us, which is still here, and now we can be mizgaber and that gzera is hamavis and defend ourselves. So it's the same construct of there's death and then there's overcoming it. First, we have to understand the inyan of the mizbeach haktoras. In Parashas Tetzav, first in Terumah, we have the building of the Mishkan. Tetzav, the big day Kahuna. The end of Tzava, we have the mitzvah of the Mizbeach HaKtores. What's it doing here? Everybody asks. It should be in Parashas Terumah. And the Rabban explains, Babur Shamar B'tashlam HaKol V'Nikdash B'chod Yushan T'sol B'nei Sov Amar Amar Kiyot Yishchai V'lam Shiyas Mizbeach Mikdash Toros LaHakdir V'Kavad Hashem Zeh Rasha Masar Rabbeinu Shaktor L'Shinim Shalom Masar Rabbeinu Shaktoros V'Tzeres Magefa. So there he explains more, but for our purposes, what he says is that this is the Hashlam of the Mishkan. This is the dwelling of God among the Jewish people. This is the Kavod Hashem. This Mizbeach HaKtores. This is the secret that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu that the Ktores stops a plague. Shabbos 89a. So the reason God gave us the Mizbeach HaKtores at the end because of the secret of the Ktores. The secret that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah stops a magefa. We want to understand what that means. Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara 88b, that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, the Malachim said, what's a human being doing? Someone who's born of parents doing here. And the God said, he's coming to be Makabal the Torah. They said, this beautiful treasure that you have here, 974 generations before the birth of creation of the world, you can give it to a human being. So Hashem said to Moshe, answer them. And he said, Baruch Hashem, I'm afraid they're going to burn me with the heat that comes out of their mouths. Malachim are fire. I can't argue with fire. So he said, hold on to my throne of glory and answer. And the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim things that Chor they would know anyway. It wasn't Machadish anything. And after Moshe Rabbeinu said what he said, they loved him. And they all gave him something. You got gifts. And even the Malach HaMavis gave him something. Gave him the Ktoris. The Malach HaMavis was Megala the Sod HaKtoris to Moshe Rabbeinu. So we want to understand the union of this Soma Soman between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim. Matanos, what's the secret of the Ktoris that the Malach HaMavis gave him the Ktoris? It says in Chagiga 14a, Well, Dima shows me Kakarish Baruch never Malach Echad. When God speaks, Malamach are created, Mar brings a proof text. So all of these Malachim, billions of Malachim, are all from the word of God, the mouth of God. Pasuk. With Rashim Shemaim Nasu Vuruch Piv Kol Tzvav. It's all the breath of God. We also find in Chelek, Sanhedrin 105a, we also have Hashem Dabar B'fi Bilam, Malach, Malach, but that's a Dabar. In other words, Malachim are the word of God. So the Malachim are saying, the Torah is the word of God. So they should stay up here with us. We're the word of God, not people. So what's the answer, Moshe Rabbeinu? It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu said the Tochachas of Mishneh Torah, he said it mipiatzmo, El Dvar Moshe Diber Moshe. It's Moshe speaking. Ramban says in the Pasuk Shemor Siyam B'Shabbos L'Katsho that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Dvarim and he's speaking the word in the name of God. V'yem Shemor Tishmor Mitzvoysa, you listen to my mitzvahs, Asher Anochi, that I command you today. It's V'nasati, I'll put rain, give you rain in the right time. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking the word of God. So the word of God is coming out of Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth. So now we understand as much as we can understand the Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu is answering them because he's also the word of God. Hashem says, grab onto my throne of glory and answer them. Because what you say is also, what you say, Moshe Rabbeinu, is also the word of God. Just like the Malachim of the word of God, your speech is also Sefer Dvarim. It's the word of God. Hold on to my throne of glory. In other words, this kavod. What's the greatest kavod to Hashem? When you cannot be mechavid, Malachim cannot be mechavid. So you can overcome the Malachim because you can be mechavid Hashem. You also have the choice not to be mechavid Hashem. Human beings have free choice, so that's the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu of hold on to my throne of glory. My kisei hakavod, because you're the one who can give me kavod and answer them, because your words are my words, so you're also dvar Hashem. That's the soul of the matanos. They don't have any kinyan for themselves. How do they give gifts? Bechrech, that the matanos, that they give part of themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. They have to give themselves to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Malach HaMavis also gave him himself. What did he give him? He gave him the Sod HaKtaris. Taurus brings life. How does Taurus give life? What's the Sod HaKtaris? It was Magefa. The Torah tells us it was Magefa for the Jewish people. And then Moshe, after the Ma'aseh Karach, there was a Magefa, and Moshe Rabbeinu burned the Ketores, and then Batei Yotzer Magefa. It says in Gemara Maseches Sukkah that there are seven names for the Yetzer Hara. Shem called it Ra, Yoel called it Tzvoini, Veset Tzvoini Archik Malechem. Tzvoini, where it says, is the Yetzer Hara, Shetzof, it's hidden in a person's heart. And it says, V'olak basho v'talt sachanasa. It smells, it stinks. Comes to start up with the Jewish people, especially with Talmid Chachamim. So Chazal or Megala, that smell is going to come up from the Yetzer Hara when what says earlier in the Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzer Hara. V'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shachat Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis is the Yetzer Hara. Because that's going to be a terrible smell. when it's killed, it's going to be a terrible smell. What's the end of the terrible smell when the Yetzer Hara, when the Malach HaMavis is killed? When the here the Gemara says it's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is also the Malach HaMavis, we know. When something is life, it smells good. Flower connected to the ground, the fruit. Death smells bad. Whenever something separates from life, it smells bad. A rotten fruit. Corpse, cadaver. Smells terrible. So, the reason it smells so much, first it starts up with Tamei Chachamim, so it connects itself to life. And since it has so much life, now that it dies, it has so much, smells so bad. So it was Parish Min HaChayim, V'ol HaBasha V'Taltzach HaNasuk HiGdalasis. So that's what, the reason it smells so bad is because it had life, the Yetzer Hara. It's connecting itself to Tamei Chachamim. And now it's dead. It separates from life. At the end of days, it's going to be shechted. Now it's going to smell terrible. The Yetzer Hara is here for us to overcome the Yetzer. The Yetzer Hara wants us to overcome it. Yetzer Hara is a malach, and it has a job. And the job is to give us life. It's supposed to get us to try to sin, and we're supposed to overcome it and then live life. When we don't, we bring about the word, the opposite. And then he becomes the Malach HaMavis, and he doesn't want to be the Malach HaMavis. He wants to be the Malach HaChaim. So when you do Shechita, there's the Rosh and the Guf. Shechita separates between the head and the body. The head of the Malach HaMavis is the Malach, beautiful Malach. But the Guf became the Malach HaMavis because of us. At the end of the days, he's going to be shechted, and there's going to be a terrible smell. What's going to be the smell? The death that we brought upon ourselves. That's the smell because we gave into the Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis gave Moshe the Reach HaKtoris because, and in source, he's life. He's Chaim Atzma. Because that's really the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis B'Shorsho is life. He's supposed to give us life. He connects himself to Menucha, more life. And they're supposed to overcome him and bring more life, bring goodness. That's what overcoming Nisyonos does. And life smells good. And the Malach HaMavis is death. Because we sin, the Malach HaMavis turns into a Malach Ra, it brings death. But he also knows the secret of life. That's why he gives Moshe the secret of life. And that's the Ktoris. Ktoris is the good smell. The Tzachano, the Basho that the Pasuk talks about, that's the Malacha, that's the Reich of death that we brought about, that we brought down to the world. We turned him into the Malach HaMavis by sinning. And life, and he knows the secret of life because he's supposed to give us life. His head is life. Above his life, that's the shechting. We separate the head from the body. And the head is life, and that's the great smell. We say in Berachos HaTorah, Rachem al Tzion ki beis chayenu. Tzion is our life. The Barzal is Makatzi Yom Sholadim. The Mizbeach is Marich Yom Sholadim. Beit HaMikdash connects us to the source of life. Oru shel olam v'holchu goyim lo'irech. Or is Metzias, as the Maharal says. Hordis was Mechaba Oru shel olam, Yishbi Oisik Baruch Shalom Beis HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash comes Bracha, Parnasa, Shulchan, Chochma, the Menorah. Mizbeach HaKtoris is Shefa Chaim. The Mizbeach HaKtoris is life. That's what comes from the Mizbeach HaKtoris. That's why Tzion is called Beis Chayenu. That's where life comes from. We started out with the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kedai Haleida Shetachaper Al Amisa. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the day he was born teaches us that life is a circle. And the Tachas of Moshe Rabbeinu is that his death should go, turn into life. Ben Me'ev Esrim Shana Anoichi Ayoim. Hayoim Molu Yimai Vishnoisai, it says in that context, telling us he lived 120 years. He completed his days. Because that's the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Hashlama. Note Sofim B'Tchilosim, the Nekudas Hachiyus HaAmitis HaNimtzes B'Leida. I came back to my point of birth. That's why he dies on the day of his birth, because he comes back to his point of birth, coming back to life. That's the Tachlis. Tachlis is to bring to life, not to death. Chayda de Marishon, that brought Xeris Misal B'nei Adam. So, it's not supposed to be Mavis, it's supposed to be a new birth. Ki Afarata Velafarta Shuv. We're supposed to go to offer, not to death. We're supposed to go to the Nekudas HaHatzchala. We're supposed to go to the starting point, the Nekudat HaMotza. It's not pshat, the Leda, the original Leda was Mechaper and the Misa. But rather, the word Kapara means Kinuach Nikui, as we see in numerous places in Shas. Zvachim, I believe, Daf Chof Hei. Kapara means to clean, to cleanse. Kadaya Leda Shechaper ala Misa. The birth is Megala, the Oimek of Misa. Now, so birth is an Akudas HaSchala, and that's what Misa does. Misa is supposed to bring us to an Akudas HaSchala, to start again. That's where death is supposed to bring us. It's supposed to bring us to a place where we start again. Moshe Rabbeinu was taken from us in Zayin Adar, and the Gilui is that's the 7th of Adar was a new birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the same idea. We were misgaber and with the nes of that we were saved from Haman. We were choizer lekabel haTorah. There was a mador rabbi lo rice. Originally, we can make an excuse. We were forced. Now there's no more force. Shem nolad Moshe Rabbeinu mechadash. There's this new birth. This new birth is a new kabbalah haTorah. After this gzeira to kill us. Now we have this new birth, this new Kabbalah Satorah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is born again. Hador Kiblu B'Me'ach HaShverosh. What's Hador Kiblu? We accepted the Torah again. Accepting Torah again is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the rebirth of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's birth when he was born back then in Mitzrayim. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's rebirth now, because the Misa is Mechaper and the late is Mechaper and the Misa. The new birth afterwards is Mechaper and what happened earlier. Now we're Mechabel Torah Meiratzen. And that's the sod, the secret of the Torah is called over Shalim Not Sofa B'Tchilaso. It's a concept from the Sefer Yetziro, which is Miyuchas Davar Mevino, that the end connects to the beginning. It's a circle. We always say in life, oh, it came full circle. What do you mean it came full? Who cares? The answer is that's the point of life. It's a very, very deep expression. I came full circle. Because that's the purpose of life. Even in Hebrew, they say, "Man nizgara ma'agal," because that's what we're supposed to do. It's why people need closure. Maybe. What do you need closure for? Let's have open jar. What do you need closure? The answer is that's the shlemus of life. You have closure. You understand. It all comes back together. It all connects back to the beginning. The end connects back to the beginning. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what our lives are. This. Sofa Notz B'Tchilaso, this rebirth. We're put in the ground. Like Marana Rab says in the Siddur, Rab Emunah Secha, God's Emunah is great, the Emunah, the faith that God has in us. Mamin B'Chai Olamim B'Zoireya, that when you plant, it says in the Gemara, Emunah is the Seder Zoraim, that Seder Zoraim is faith, because you put the seed in the ground, it rots, and then it comes out a beautiful tree. At night, at the end of the day, you put yourself in the ground, you're dead. Shishim Lemisa, and then you wake up a new person with new koiches. That's the emuna. That's we put our faith in God, and God puts his faith in us by recreating us for a new day. And we put our faith in God. When we go to sleep, we give him our soul, and then he gives it back, renewed, refreshed. That's why this is Chodesh Adar. Adar is the last month. Sofo. Sofo notz b'tchilaso. So then we start again. A Chodesh is Elechem. We have this Ischachus, a new month, new life, spring, rebirth, flowers, the trees, the plants, fruits, the vegetables. Go outside. Ah, take a whiff. It's so beautiful outside. So that's the avoid of Chodesh Adar. To come to this ischachet, to the sofanos b'tchilaso, the soda, the ktoras, that's where the shechina shayra, that's where it all has to come there. That's why it ends off, all the ma'aseh mishkan ends off with the ktoras. Because the ktoras is the secret of life. That's the Malach HaMavis who gives the secret, because the Malach HaMavis wants to give us life. We just messed it up and made it death. That's the bad smell. But it's all about smell. The opposite is the good smell. That's, of course, why Esther's name is Hadassah, which is smell, and Mordechai is Mar Dror, the Gemara says, Mar Dachya, which is also smell. It's one of the herbs of the Shemen HaMishchan, of the Torah, Mor Dror, good smell. Chelbina, Chelbina Rechara. Chelbina has a bad smell, but it's part of the Ketores. It's part of the Ketores. So that's part of the Ketores. It has a beautiful smell. And of course, we know that Haman is Begematria Chelbina. That's the bad smell. That's the smell of the Malach HaMavis. That's Mitztarif, and it makes the most beautiful smell. Chayavinish Lebesume Bepuraya. Person's obligated, literally they translate it to get drunk, but Levesume literally means bosam, besamim. It's a day of good smell. So we should be zocher mirtz Hashem to have that smell of life, not being perish menachayim, which is the worst smell. And do help the Malach, the Yetzirah do his job, the Yetzirah, the Malach HaMavis do his job by not listening to him and allowing ourselves to be connected to Chaim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.